The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I was trying to get to phone calls, and Chris Cruz is always giving me the cut sign. Don't take the calls. Don't take the calls.
Right. Oh, my God.
I mean, do I take a lot of calls? Well, there you go. You understand. 888-900-3393 if you ever want to join the program. Don't give me the sign. You know, we're going to be on TV soon, and the people will see. Did I let the cat route out of the bag?
Actually, they will not see me at all.
They will eventually.
Oh, they will.
They will. That will. 888-900-3393 in Florida. Daniel, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, it's a great day to be employed. How'd y'all doing?
Yeah, it is a great day to be employed for those of us that are. Some of us just hang on, like Chris, but yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to stand by Chris here and give him some defense here.
Okay.
All right. See, he's actually a lot better off than you realize. Do you have any idea how much a girlfriend costs?
Right?
Oh, good grief.
You marry,
I don't know how much
guys,
a wife does.
Oh, you know how much an ex-wife costs?
Even worse.
Yes, I do.
By the way, for those of you doing the formula, a wife costs 20% more than you make.
Uh-huh.
Directly proportional.
Uh-huh.
20 to 30%, right in that meaty area.
And tack on an extra 10% for every kid that follows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you married guys, you haven't been in the dating scene in a little while.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Whoa. That's a big assumption.
An accurate one.
But a big one.
Yeah. So, you know, and remember, what's the first rule of manhood? Never put your, pecker in crazy.
Oh, I thought it was what I do with my hands.
You guys remember how much there was when you were still single? It hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah, dating crazy people is not going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Daniel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. 888-900-3393. Elizabeth Harrington joining us now, staff writer for the Washington Free Beacon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So we're going to have you on because you have an article about transgender toolkits for kindergartners. And I know, transgender, what is a transgender toolkit?
Well, this is in Minnesota. It's Minnesota public schools throughout the state, and they have this guidebook that the school safety council, something to that effect, passed and approved, even though there were a lot of protests about it. And it goes through all the different things. It says it's voluntary, that it's not binding, but it has all the recommendations for teachers, how they should treat students. And one of the main things is they have to ask kids as young as kindergartners what they want to be called, their quote-unquote preferred pronouns. And
oh
they shouldn't
gosh.
Call them boys and girls because that's not inclusive. So they should call first graders, second graders, scholars because you can't use
grief.
the phrase boys and girls even if you have a kid who thinks they're a boy, if they're really a girl, I guess it's not inclusive to call them boys and girls. It makes no sense.
So let me, this is the kids that are sitting around eating paste. We're calling them scholars. Is that where we're at now?
Right.
Okay, very good.
They don't even know what a pronoun is.
Right.
But they're going to be asked, what their preferred pronoun is.
And I don't know if it was first, second, or third, but at some point I'd be messing with them. Oh, I get to tell you what you can call them.
This is
oh my gosh.
This is a good period of time for Doc not to be a little boy.
Oh, I would be messing with them like crazy. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, but this is tied to a lot of stuff because they also have some stuff about bathrooms in there too. Like if a boy identifies a girl, they can use a girl's room, stuff like this.
Right. So it goes all the way up through middle school and high school. And basically whatever the kid wants to do, it's their choice. They can use whichever locker room. They even go into field trips. If they have to stay in hotels, they can get whatever. They can book with rooms with whatever gender they want, and all of that.
Wow, that's got to make the parents feel good.
Part, right. Oh, all the for the high school boys. That's a good idea, right? And another interesting part of this is if a kid feels uncomfortable, that kid has to be segregated. from the rest of the group, not the one kid who's saying, hey, I'm a girl now, let me come into the girls' locker room and bathroom.
Wait a second. So if you got a bunch of girls, and then there's a boy who says,
I'm a girl,
and he gets to go into the girls' locker room, bathroom, or bunk down with them when they take that trip to Washington, D.C. in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. If one of the girls goes, hold on a second, I don't feel comfortable with that dude, she is then ostracized, segregated, and put under lock and key.
Exactly. And it literally she can be removed and put into, their own bathroom, a single occupancy bathroom, as long as it doesn't stigmatize the gender non-conforming student, whatever that is.
Well, I say,
this one kid who wants all the attention.
Why do we stop there? I mean, we should also, have her talk to some sort of mental health expert. If she objects to it, clearly she has some mental problem that she can't see that a dude with dude parts wants to be a girl, then he's a girl. I mean, clearly she's got mental troubles.
Exactly. Maybe she can then transition too, since apparently it's what every kid should do.
I don't want to keep anybody down. You transition, you go through this process, fine. I actually genuinely am empathetic. I feel bad that you have to go through this. But can we not do these political gymnastics, twisting and bending, where you now are saying the person who says this is crazy, they're the one. That's, wow.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Whatever happened to the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
Or the died one. With the wrath of Khan.
Ah. this is nuts.
So I saw in your article, schools should not assume a student, this according to the toolkit, schools should not assume a student's name or pronoun. School officials should ask the student and use the requested name and pronoun. And the interesting part was school officials. Because I always call foul when people say officials. How do you get the, you're an elected servant or whatever. Yeah. And then I realize, if you could just say, hey, you're a girl or a boy, I guess people who are elected servants can say they're officials.
Yeah.
We call them that too.
Just
they identify
your,
as, a, as an official.
Pick your title.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's crazy. It's literally insane how trendy this has become, and then all of these rules in place for something that really was very, very uncommon. And now, everyone has to change, whether they can call themselves an official or not, but they can come up with all these different things for kids who, as young as, five for this type of stuff.
So let's say, hypothetically, I'm in school with Chris and Cal and Brad and Jennifer and Kirk, and we're all there, and Chris goes, hey, I'm a girl. I want you to call me a girl.
Please call me Christina.
She and her. Those are my pronouns and so on. And one day, either out of malice or by accident, I'm like, give that to Chris. He's, she, he, her. I call him the wrong pronoun, like I just did because I said him. I got already confused.
Ugh.
What happens to me in that school? What's going to happen if I go to school in Minnesota? Am I in trouble?
Well, actually, you could be. There's something called the Family Privacy Something or Other Act. Of course, it's about privacy. And if a teacher repeatedly calls a kid the wrong pronoun, they could be in violation of that act, whatever that means.
I don't think
they're going to be going to jail.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
But they're going to be violating the law, apparently, by using the wrong pronoun.
Wow.
So we're there. We're at the point where now we could violate a law by calling a him, it, there.
So, using the wrong
pronoun. So imagine you're the teacher. And, and by the way, it says repeatedly. I mean, you could easily screw this up a bunch, especially if you've known that kid a while. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're the teacher and you get in trouble for violating the Family Equal Rights Privacy Act.
Right.
And you go to apply for your next job and said, Mr. Staggs, I see you left your last job after 15 years on the job. What?
I kept calling little boy he. It was
what?
A mistake. A horrible,
he did
horrible
boy, little boy.
Yeah, just a little boy. It was a little boy. I called him he twice.
You called him he. That's
he, yeah.
Wow. That's.
It was better than dirty little trollop.
Now, how do they handle prom king and queen?
Prom royalty. You. Those are gendered names. So you
they're
can't
gendered
use
names. Oh, okay.
Genderist.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have
so now,
other
of
options?
Course, this is perfect for this upcoming generation, and the generation now is now they nominate homecoming royalty. Everyone gets a trophy. Everyone's special. And now they can think they're royal, you know.
So what is it? So Royal Chris Cruz and Royal...
Cal. Yeah, and Royal Brown.
Royal Elizabeth.
Avoiding genders altogether.
I mean, to be honest, I'm a surf, so it'd be surf dog. But, so they still have a homecoming court, but it's all just mixed where, like, there's a bunch of different people?
Wait a minute. Do they wear crowns or
that's
tiaras?
One of the ideas to do.
Oh, that's right. Are the crowns gender specific? Are they tiaras? That's a question about that, yeah.
And no one has the answer.
You just cannot do anything anymore.
Did I see that one of the possibilities they're suggesting is also instead of royalty, they could call them prom ambassadors?
You just can't write comedy this good. This is insane. God.
Elizabeth, did you ever know that when you decided to be a journalist or writer that you would actually be writing comedy?
No, not really. I mean... I've always liked to write about stuff that, you know, it was kind of crazy and silly, but it is insane.
So how do you draw the line? I mean, I really don't want to offend anybody. If you have a problem, you want to be called a fiddler crab, fine, I'll call you that. But, I mean, it's all the extra work I have to do on other people. And then it doesn't just stop at you wanting to be called a fiddler crab. Then I have to call them prom ambassadors. You know what I mean? What? And it's not a lunch lady. In fact, I'm not even sure that's a lady. I wasn't sure they were ladies when I went to school. They were pretty rough around the edges, but we just called them that. I mean, you can't do any of that. It's just too much, Elizabeth.
I know. It's too much.
All right. How can people find you on the Twitter and the Facebook and whatnot?
Follow me on Twitter. It's @LizWFB. And then just go to freebeacon.com. You can read all of our stuff up there. And
I also have to apologize because we didn't get your pronouns at the top of the interview.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So how do we do interviews now?
Don't assume my pronouns.
I'll use Elizabeth as an example. So how do we do... So Elizabeth, what would you like to call us before we start the interview?
Yeah, something like that.
Journalistic. You're a journalistic ambassador.
That's right.
People actually have that on their email signatures.
I know.
Are you serious?
Pronouns. What their pronouns are.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Don't assume. Listen, men can be named Elizabeth too, just so you know. All right, Elizabeth, thanks. I appreciate you joining us. Elizabeth Harrington, the staff writer at the Washington Free Beacon.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Relief Factor, which was designed to be an anti-inflammatory to help people get rid of the pain that they experience. Some people are suffering pain year after year after year and then finally trying Relief Factor. All right, I'll give it a shot, they say. It's only $19.95 for a three-week quick start pack. And lo and behold, it works for them. We've had that happen so many times. They're like, all right, I was so desperate because nothing else was working or the pain management that I was using, whatever that was, narcotics or some other process, just wasn't working the way I wanted it to. And sometimes it actually begins to work less. Why not take care of that inflammation? Try Relief Factor. See if it works for you like it's worked for many people around here. Over an 80% reorder rate for people when they order their first time. It's Relief Factor. Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com. All right, lots of tweets coming in. The hashtag we're looking for, what I learned today.
We're trending. We're trending.
We're trending?
Yep.
What are we trending in?
What I learned today? What hashtag do we use in this program?
I don't know if you had something else running, if you had a different hashtag. Hashtag what I learned today. Haz.
Very stressful in here today.
Very.
Haz Iku Mishtar tweeted, I've got Minnesota licked. I just called all people, hey, a-hole.
That way you don't have to worry about what they want to be called. Yeah. That's a good point.
Just call everybody a-hole.
That's all right.
Dad Bod Blog tweeted what I learned today.
Who was it?
Dad Bod Blog.
Oh, okay.
You love the Dad Bod Blog?
Though born male, I self-identify as a lesbian attracted to women. Am I doing it wrong?
Maybe.
Whatchamacallit tweeted, using wrong pronoun, teacher, you get fired. But suck at teaching, stay for a lifetime.
Holy moly, did you nail that one.
Yeah.
You're right. Some of the, did I tell you about how Michigan, I think it was Bay City area, Michigan, and this is not rare by any means. They had a rule in their contracts that a teacher could be fired after being caught three times coming to school drunk.
I think that's... No,
could be. In other words, the first three times that you came to school and got caught drunk at school teaching, you were absolutely fine. It had to be after three times, and then it was only a possibility. It wasn't like, all right, we'll give you three times, the fourth, we're going to fire you. No, no. The fourth was just the first opportunity
where you could be fired. Drunk, the fourth time, we're really going to have to take a look and start talking about how we can maybe...
Right.
Make sure you don't come in just buzz. Don't come in drunk.
Right. And then there was another metric for actually having illegal drugs on campus where you could, it was like so many times where you would get an automatic pass, like three times for that or whatever it was.
Unbelievable.
It was, I think, teachers in Buffalo area. They had in their contract at one point plastic surgeries. They could get reimbursed
for plastic surgery.
Yeah, it was like $5,000 or $10,000, and I don't remember how it was over the course of 1 year or two, but yeah,
it was a proven fact that you learn more the prettier your teacher is.
Absolutely,
the bigger the breasticles are,
I think that's probably
the
what
more
it,
you learn.
You're probably
more
right; it's directly proportional. Yeah. So this was why would you put this in their contract? It was just something else they were giving them, spiffing them, and people are like, "Are you serious?" So you're right to the tweeter's point.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers can do virtually whatever they want in some of these cases, but don't dare accidentally more than once call somebody the pronoun that they should actually be called.
Call him he.
He, she, we, they.
Wow, that's...
Unbelievable.
Just straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel, guys.
World of spots, sweetening out what I learned today. I got in and out. The jig is up! Doc Thompson wants some tiara. I'm on to you.
You want a tiara? Okay.
You want a tiara, Doc Thompson?
Yeah, is it a valuable one?
It is a valuable tiara.
Then yes, I want a tiara.
Okay.
As long as it's valuable. Is it valuable?
Yes.
Do I have to wear it in order to take possession of it?
Yes.
Then yes, I will wear it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How valuable are we talking?
$10.
It's not valuable.
Do you have $10 right now?
I do not.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit more.
No cash.
A little bit more.
$10. Times two.
How long do I have to wear it?
A day.
All day?
8 hours.
But if it falls off, can I put it back on or is that negated?
You put it back on. It's full 8 hours.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
You also have to wear a sign or a t-shirt that says, I'm a little princess.
Oh, I'll do that for free.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Yeah. We did that yesterday outside.
I do that all the time. What are you talking about?
You see his princess shirt?
That's right, yeah.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I'll have to do it. $20, I'm there. $20 is $20.
Yeah.
That's it. Right? What do I do with my hands?
What do I do with my hands?
$20,
that's fine. All right. It's at Doc Thompson Show, at Real Chris Cruz, at Cal79, hashtag what I learned today.
There's another one here from whatchamacallit who brings up a good point. This pushing transgender agenda on children is child abuse. I would almost agree with that. I mean, you're forcing these kids to, these are not things they even think about, and you're automatically making them...
Well, let's say for a moment that there is somebody who, from their earliest memories, believes they are the other gender. Okay, their dysphoria, and everybody says that I always knew. Even Caitlyn Jenner said, I knew it, the earliest memories, I always felt like a woman, a girl. Okay, got it. Let's say that exists in these cases. It's not, there's never a case of environment. It's also at birth they knew, and I'll give you that. How many kids is this? Well, based on the numbers of transgenders we know, it is a fraction of 1%.
And it's not even a full percent.
It's not even. It is the 0.1%. It's very, very small. So in a school of hundreds and hundreds, you may have none.
Yeah.
You may have one. Let's say in a school of hundreds, maybe thousands, you have two. So everybody gets completely disrupted, and you have to start introducing things that really disrupts a kid's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that they shouldn't even have to think about. For these two, rather than identifying those two, you know, coming up with some sort of metric that if you really need help, whatever that help is,
we'll help you.
You're transgender, you're gay, you're being abused, you have a substance abuse problem, whatever. Then we'll help you out a little bit. And maybe the parents get involved in that a little bit too, and you lead in that. How about that? Instead of disrupting everybody for a couple of people.
The entire school.
Because I just can't remember the pronoun. Sorry.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Casually mentioned a little bit about the upcoming TV show.
Oh, we did?
Well, yeah, we've done little things or whatever. Are we allowed to mention it officially?
No, because I think GB wants to mention it. He wants to be like the first one.
Information would have been helpful a couple weeks ago. So, okay, yeah. We're not getting a TV show.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not.
Just yet.
Just kill the rumor.
That's not happening.
Because I think
right
the
now.
Boss wants to announce it with the other lineup.
So he'll be announcing lineups. We're not. We may not be after the fact that I let the cat come out of the bag. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. Good stuff coming.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Kind of spotlighting Building Our America segments all this week with one each day. Normally, they're only heard at this time on Tuesdays. Mark Barrows joining us now for Moment. You can go to shopmoment.com. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing real well. So tell us about Moment.
Moment's a gear and travel company. We're based in Seattle, and what we're best known for are phone accessories. So if you love to use the camera on your phone, we build some amazing cases and lenses you attach to your phone, so we help you take better pictures with your phone.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you feature mainly the cameras?
Yeah, so we work primarily off iPhone, Galaxy, and the Pixel phones is probably the three we work with the most. But basically, we make a $30 thin protective case with some photography features, or we make a $100 battery case with some photography features. And then we have these beautiful lenses you can buy, so you get your phone a little bit wider picture, or a telephoto lens to get closer. And so we find is that there's just a massive amount of people that are using Instagram, Snapchat, and using their phone as the camera. And we just wanted to give you a few extra tools to take better pictures.
So what was the inspiration of the accessories?
You generally find when you start companies, you just kind of go back to what are you passionate about. This is actually my second company, and it gets a little bit easier the second time around. But you just start by taking notes, and you start a simple project. And we started just a few of us, and we found we missed elements on our traditional cameras on our phones. We're using our phone more and more to take pictures. And so a few of us launched a Kickstarter, raised $500,000, and was like, oh, okay, more people care about what we're doing. And so that's kind of the start. And about 3.5 years in, you kind of go from that initial idea. We're about 20 people now and about 12 different products.
And you've really found a really cool, I don't want to say niche, because there's so many people out there that love photography, and our phone has become so much more than just a phone, you know? And I think what you guys have created is a really cool tool to take, I guess, an amateur photographer who can't afford like an SLR or something and drop $1,500 on a camera, but they can upgrade their phone to something that can take pictures almost as good with these really high quality lenses.
Yeah, we find as people buy our stuff because they're going to take a trip or they have like a life event. People just want to carry less and less. We're just kind of finding this big minimal travel experience that people just want to carry less in their bag. And so you really look to use the phone more and more. What you like is when you're starting a company, you actually like niches. Like you like to find a niche that everybody thinks is a niche. It ends up, we think this category is huge, but we like to own just starting with the niche and let people think it's a small little product. And you kind of build your way with momentum and size and learning of the company. And so we like really focusing on people that are really passionate about photography. So within Instagram, we're the people that are most passionate about Instagram, for example, but we love finding the niche and starting there.
It's shopmoment.com if you want to look at the stuff where we're talking with Mark Barrows. So Mark, are there other accessories coming, or you got to be working on other stuff?
You're always working on new products. The cases we have just shipping now is probably our biggest. We're kind of introducing the first battery case. So instead of a Mophie battery case, you can buy a Moment battery case. It's an amazing battery case from keeping more power. It gives you about 14 hours worth of power for your day. But it has photography features like a little shutter button. So imagine bringing that little button from your camera back to your phone. So if you're taking pictures of a kid or a moving subject, you don't get blurry photos. Sometimes when you use your fingers on the phone, your fingers can't touch the phone fast enough and your kid moves. So the battery case, even parents love, because it gives you a photography feature to take pictures that aren't blurry and gives you way more power. You just kind of find when you're on the go, you just don't get to plug your phone in as much. And so this is as thin as case we can make it. It gives you about 14 hours of battery.
And
so,
these are high quality lenses. These are glass lenses. They're not plastic. These are actually really, really well made.
Yeah, they're about under $100. So we try to keep everything under $100 because it's mobile. But yeah, what we like is we hand make those glasses, those lenses in Korea, and the team designs them themselves. And so we always focus on good quality product at an affordable price. But yeah, we're not buying cheap, you know, China stuff off the shelf and just branding it.
And you know what's funny about this is I just spent $600 in a lens.
On a what?
On a lens.
On a lens for your camera.
You could have just gone to shopmoment.com.
I just bought one yesterday. Wow. So $600 for my camera because I do photography.
What a fail.
And I'm looking at the...
Can you return it?
Yeah. I already don't want to.
We may have a sale for you here, Mark.
I'm looking at your lens, and I love this the fisheye. You guys have original super fisheye lens. That feature right there alone is like, for my camera, it's hard to get, but you guys have that. And the wide lens, which I love, which we used yesterday for testing out this show for TV, is this wide lens. It's just only $59.99.
That's awesome. That's great.
That's fascinating.
So, Mark, we talked to a lot of people that have businesses, different stages of development in that, that have the entrepreneurial spirit that we say, that are dreaming and then also doing. But I can just tell talking to you, you're somebody who gets it across the board. You have a certain confidence knowing that you're just going to go out and do stuff.
I like how you make that sound romantic. It's actually just a ton of hard work.
Is that it? Just stay with it?
Well, I think what... I'm definitely a believer in, you know, you talk about this America getting back to people creating. Mm-hmm. I wish people were talking more about the positive creating. Like, it's hard to create. And I think not enough people create. A lot of people just kind of look for a job. And so we're definitely always, even on the side, I have a teaching series called Hardware Workshop, where we actually taught about 1,000 companies, like, how to do this from idea to market. We just do it on the side, keep it $75 for a couple of days with the learning. But I'm a big believer in, if you're passionate about something, start it. Whether you start it on the side and do it on your weekends, like, it just takes a long time and a lot of hard work. Often these companies you hear about on the internet that have, you know, scaled, it took 10 years to do it. And so I think at the moment we're about 3.5 years in. But if you're serious about building a company and it's what you're passionate about, you're going to keep doing it. So maybe you get to build 4 or 5 of these in your whole life. And so you have to be selective and you have to just go after it. And it's just a ton of hard work. But if you're passionate about it, it's amazing that you can actually hire people who can feed their family and make a difference, right? And I wish that it was easier to start other kinds of companies. It's easy to start like a phone accessory company. But man, imagine if you could start a hospital, right? Like, you could actually change the discussion of making medical cheaper. But it's just too hard. Like, and I wish that they would make it easier so you can start other kinds of companies. So I think more people would do it.
Yeah, these companies, they were overnight successes after 15 years of being business, right? They finally had their overnight success.
It takes a little, you know, everyone has the iPhone in their pocket, but they forget Apple's been making that stuff for 20 years, right? Yeah. It takes a long time to curate, like a sports team, curate the team, get the team to work together, figure out who your customers are, get more of them. But I definitely believe people should start stuff, even if it's a weekend project or a side project. And if customers really like it, it starts to grow. I mean, every kind of success story of how you actually built this thing was started with you know, a couple people in a garage who just keep going at it.
How would you say or give it, you know, advice to someone out there who's got an idea? Because it's easy. Plenty of people have ideas, but a lot of people don't know, how do I get from idea to an actual physical product in my hand? You know, how do I, like you know, you came up with lenses for a phone. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's a great idea. It's really cool. Like, I always have like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if I had this thing on my phone that did this, would make this easier. How do you go from that to actually like getting that done and made?
What's funny is we actually find it has nothing to do with the idea. Like, what you try to find is, like, if you're passionate about cooking, you're like, okay, what happens before I cook, while I cook, and after I cook? And if you understand your journey of cooking, you start scratching down ideas from, right, should I make it easier to go get my food at the grocery store? Should I come up with better ways or interesting ways to cook? Is there one little ingredient? So we teach people to kind of go through this whole journey. And so we study the journey of, before you take a picture, you know, where did you travel? What did you do? While you took a picture, what did you do? So you kind of start there, but after that, you just reach out to a lot of entrepreneurs that have built things. It's amazing the entrepreneurs will really help. So you say, hey, I'm trying to build this kind of product. And reaching out to other entrepreneurs that have been successful in that space, they often help. And if you play the card of, hey, I'm trying to start something, would love some help, they generally will help.
You know, over and over again, the same message is, you just got to keep doing it. And I think it's so easy for people to get discouraged when they're trying something. Maybe we focus the wrong way, Mark. Maybe we constantly focus on the outcome as opposed to the journey. You think that's right?
Generally true. Like, generally people either judge for success or failure. And they kind of miss all the things of, wow, if you actually build something where you hire people and they have a purpose every day and they actually get to work with customers, it's amazing. Yes, it's hard work because you're smaller and there's not enough people to do everything. But no, it's definitely about the journey. And I think celebrating that would be amazing. I mean, most of the stuff you read in the news is if you become too successful, you're hated. Jeff Bezos, right?
Right.
Jeff Bezos is the start in the garage in order to hire 100,000 people, right? Like, I wish people celebrated more like, wow, this person started in a garage and they hire 100,000 people. That's amazing. And there's no different than a small company who hires 10. That's amazing. But yeah, not enough to celebrate it of that journey. It's usually very binary. They crashed it or they succeeded.
All right. We're going to tweet out a link to shopmoment.com. If you want to get the accessories for your phone, you can check it out. It's Mark Barros, and I'll tweet out a link to your Twitter account as well. It's Mark at Mark Barros. All right, sir.
For me, guys.
Have a good day. Good talking with you. Good stuff. It still comes down to just doing it,
staying
with
it. Putting it in.
But I mean, it gets easier though if you're looking at it where it's just, this is what I do. In other words, I'm not necessarily looking for an outcome. It'd be great if I made $1 billion and we did all this good stuff, but loving the work. Because we talked to a lot of people that said, you know, I work this job and I don't like it, but I do that thing when I get home in my garage where I build that thing and create that art. And all day long, I just keep thinking, okay, when I get home tonight, I'm going to do this.
Well, he also talked about, you know, appreciation of the little guys, you know, and he's right. Either when you've been talking to news, either you made it, like you just broke the 1 billion sale on your second quarter, or you're going bankrupt.
Right, exactly.
You know, there's not like, hey, you know, this small business, he just hired 2 new people.
He's right about, though, like building a lifestyle or a culture around something you're passionate about because, okay, they make accessories for your phone, mainly really high quality lenses and cases. But you go to the website, they've got all these things about traveling, about like making different
It's a cultural experience. Like
it's photography and traveling and being more than just the
with
lenses.
Other stuff. Yeah. All right. I just tweeted out a link to both of his sites and his Twitter account. So check that out. It's at Doc Thompson Show.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson
on the Blaze Radio Network. Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned the best way to fight gender-based violence in India is via puppet show and slam poetry. We learned the cost of a wife is 20% more than you make. We learned if you name a kid Felony, you're really setting them up for a specific career path. We learned Chris identifies as solo amorous.
Yeah.
And we learned that I cannot condone killing a dog because it sides with your spouse during an argument. But I do understand it.
Yep.
Cal, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned if you name your kid Felony, you're pretty much doomed them to a life of crime. Uh-huh. Also, avoid naming daughters Chastity, Bambi, or Felicity for obvious reasons. I learned stay tuned to the Morning Blaze for the adventure of Chris Cruz and the Over the Hill Wingmen. And I also learned that Prom King and King will now be known as Prom Ambassadors.
Ambassadors, yes, right. It's very important. They have a whole prom a consulate, prom embassy. It's all part of the package. Comes with it. At the Blaze, Brad Staggs, what, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that if you're going to chase the wild monkey in Houston, it's not a euphemism for anything. You're chasing the wild monkey.
It's been a rough weekend chasing the wild monkey.
I also learned that thanks to that sandwich app Grindr that you guys turned me on to, I'm going to have dinner with Bob and Kevin and Raul tonight.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
So it's going to be great.
You're going to split a meatball hoagie?
Maybe. Maybe.
Sounds
I'll let you know
be
we have
fantastic. Kirk Jones, what, if anything, did you learn? Spin of the Dials, radio style in Dallas, Texas this morning.
What I learned today, I'm in on this Chris Cruz hookup experiment. He's going to have a girl on lock by the end of the night.
Oh, on lock. I see what you did there. Very,
very
good.
Nice.
All right, speaking of Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
JR15 tweeting out, we found another paw print. That's the first clue. Oh, let's draw bloody carpet.
Wow, that's incredibly graphic.
That's how you play Blues Clues.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, because he was doing the Blues Clues plus the, I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Kool-Aid drinker while lunching. When it comes to the clubhouse at the morning at the Blaze Studios and the TMB, 10 listeners.
All 10 of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we have 12 now. We upgraded.
Oh, yeah. World Spots also tweeting out what I'm turning Chris Cruz lives, lives with the Transformers, and not the kind that you collectible in 20 years.
No, exactly.
That's switcheroo.
So when you slept switcheroo. With them at the museum the other night, the Transformers, that yes. was very different than normal.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha,
yes,
okay.
yes. Mm-hmm. Heather the abolitionist?
Abolitionist.
Oh my God, what I learned today. Chris Cruz says breasticles. Laugh LMFAO. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We always say breasticles in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a clinical term.
It's common. Yeah, yeah. It's medical.
Medical.
And finally, the C42. What I learned today. Cows like goldfish. The little plastic castle is a surprise every time.
Whoa. You see this goldfish? Oh, my God.
Bubbles.
There's
bubbles.
A castle in here.
Bubbles. My bubbles.
Whoa, look. There's a castle in here. Squirrel. Squirrel.
He really is like that during the show. He's like, no, so we're going to do this. You know, we should do that. But I just said moments ago.
You're not helping my condition.
I mean,
it's a condition. It's a medical condition.
I know that, and I understand why, because you're a married man whose wife is undergoing certain extra hardships right now.
Yes, yes.
She's locked at home.
So baby's almost here, though. I'm excited about that.
All right, very good. Here. I have to take just a moment and give a shout out to all the listeners and apologize for not getting the new numbers on procrastination.
Oh, I honestly thought you were going to go somewhere else with that.
And don't worry. You know what? I got you covered. We'll do it tomorrow.
I think it's becoming a daily occurrence.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. All I'm going to do is I'm going to do them tomorrow. We're locked in.
Okay.
What else do we have coming up tomorrow?
Oh, we got a packed show. Chef Patrick, as always, joining us on Wednesday talking food biz.
What does Glenn Beck have coming up on his radio
broadcast? Oh, a wide variety of compelling, hard-hitting topics that affect Americans and conservatives everywhere.
And what is Glenn wearing today?
Clogs. They look good on him. He's taller. And he's a pretty tall guy.
He's a tall guy. He's like 6'3". People think because he has that round face that he's short. No, he's even taller.
Level.
I heard him walking down the hall. That's what that
noise
was.
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. Mm-hmm. All right. Remember the Morning Blaze today. Chris Cruz production. Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Anya, now. You go home.
You did it.
Clickety-clack.
Woo!
Got it all done. Yep. Smooth. Look at that.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.